right now on VFN TV, we're going to look at a sad case that where a country's sacrifice of children is actually a thriving business. Also, we're going to be looking at the anti-Trump witchcraft that's trying to bind our president. Is it a laughing matter or is it not? Also, six things to know about these satanic clubs they're wanting to start in our different schools and how the Obama administration at the last moment pushed it through the IRS to give it tax exemption. And finally, we're going to be talking about Mount Carmel and what was really going on when God shifted a nation with Elijah and Jezebel's prophets right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
So what Trump did was, Trump was risen up as the door was closing and judgment was coming on America, and we were heading down that road where our economy would have absolutely spiraled out of existence. And God put a mercy visit instead. He put a hard-nosed, prophetic Cyrus who stands there at the door and says, no. There's going to be an extension of peace and grace on America.
Whoever gets in, people are going to say, what?
I don't want to sound overly melodramatic, but this is probably the most astonishing night of American politics.
I have been looking around the room at people who are stone-faced. Some of them have been crying.
How did this happen? What? What is going on? What?
But the Lord showed me in this particular night vision dream, we were in this courtroom, the evil one was on trial, and the prosecutor looks at us and says, he's going to get convicted. And then all of a sudden, he turns it back towards the judge, and as soon as he turns to the judge, the gavel comes down, and the entire courtroom begins to feel like slices of gold, thin slices of gold, just started raining down in the courtroom nonstop. And he turns around to us, you can't even see across the courtroom, he points at us and says, I told you it was coming. When God deals with the evil one, the resources get released. There's going to be great resources coming.
We will be protected by God.
The name of Jesus got more attention that day than any inauguration I can ever remember.
In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Your heavenly Father, respectfully in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Glory to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, may my right hand forget its skill.
And this is the breakthrough year.
Breakthroughs. There's that word breakthrough again.
The Lord told me there's a year of incredible breakthroughs coming to us. Long-awaited victories for us.
I am here tonight to deliver a message of unity and strength. And it is a message deeply delivered from my heart.
Well, I think the president, it's no secret, has made it very clear that he's a pro-life president. He wants to stand up for all Americans, including the unborn. And I think the reinstatement of this policy is not just something that echoes that value, but respects taxpayer funding as well, and ensures that we're standing up not just for life of the unborn, but for also taxpayer funds that are being spent overseas to perform an action that is contrary to the values of this president. I think continue to further illustrate, not just to the folks here in this country, but around the world, what a value we place on life.
Life is winning again in America.
What I hear most often as I travel the country are five words that never, ever fail to touch my heart. That's I am praying for you. I hear it so often. I am praying for you, Mr. President. Our republic was formed on the basis that freedom is not a gift from government, but that freedom is a gift from God. For us here in Washington, we must never, ever stop asking God for the wisdom to serve the public according to his will.
The alliance between Israel and America has always been extremely strong. It's about to get even stronger.
One of the big issues is the embassy Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. How important is it to repair this relationship, and what about that move of the embassy?
It's repaired.
It's repaired already?
Got repaired as soon as I
took the... Within 5 minutes?
Yeah, it's repaired.
I've known the president and I've known his family and his team for a long time. And there is no greater supporter of the Jewish people and the Jewish state than President Donald Trump. I think we should put that to rest.
He proceeded to ask me, who did President Truman lean on to help get the Jews back in the Holy Land? I said, General Eisenhower. The Lord said to me, I have raised up Trump, and I am also giving him generals to help defend my people, the Jews, to keep them in their homeland. What was will be again.
We are also taking strong measures to protect our nation from radical Islamic terrorism. A quote by the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. In 1955, he told the world, we are determined to work and fight until justice runs down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream. Each American generation passes the torch of truth, liberty, and justice in an unbroken chain all the way down to the present. That torch is now in our hands, and we will use it to light up the world.
I dare not trust the sweetest flame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, and joining me just a moment is John Ramos. It's not only just America since 1973 that sacrificed over 50 million children in Uganda. It's actually a thriving business to sacrifice children. Let's go there right now. Brace yourself. It is very tragic. A thriving business sacrificing children in Uganda. Let's take a look.
It's a little after 2 in the morning, about an hour's drive south of Kampala. CBN News has joined undercover detectives, armed police, and a pastor hunting for a witch doctor accused of kidnapping and killing children.
Witch doctors believe that when you kidnap a child, you get wealth, you get protection.
Pastor Peter Siwakiyanga leads the search. He runs Champesi Child Care Ministries, a Christian effort to stamp out child sacrifice in Uganda. He describes the witch doctor's brutal ritual.
When they get the child, most times they cut the neck, they take the blood out, they cut the genitals or any body organs that the spirits want. In a sense, it involves the child dying.
A few hours in, the trail for the killer goes cold. Pastor Peter says these gruesome crimes happen almost each month.
And there are very few actually that survive. Most of them die.
I had high hopes and dreams for Clive.
Rachel Kasingu's 3-year-old son Clive disappeared June 2nd, 2015. While playing in the backyard of their home.
It was around 10 in the morning when we noticed he was nowhere to be found.
CBN News met Kasingu the day police told her what happened to her son.
I've never even heard of child sacrifice. I didn't even know what the phrase meant.
Detective Emmanuel Mafunda took us to the spot not too far from his home where they found Clive's remains in this pit toilet filled with human feces. Mafunda said the key suspect turned out to be Kasingu's neighbor, a wealthy businessman who allegedly hired 2 men to kidnap and mutilate Clive's body, believing the act would bring good luck to his new hotel project. Detective Mafunda said the suspect paid the equivalent of $1,400 for Clive's life.
I found it so queer how someone, because of superstition, can be able to sacrifice a 3-year-old kid.
Child sacrifice today in Uganda is such a serious and widespread problem that the government has even set up an anti-child sacrifice and human trafficking task force.
Chief Investigator Moses Binoga says that in addition to decapitation, witch doctors often slice the child's tongue and mix it with herbs for special powers.
The tongue is used to silence enemies.
Mike Chibitam is Uganda's top law enforcement official, the equivalent of America's attorney general. He says superstition and the desire to get rich quick contribute to high child sacrifice rates in his country.
The connection is these witch doctors come and tell people who want to get rich that in order to get rich, you need to sacrifice human blood.
Best friends Kanani Nankunda, George Mukisa, and Alan Sambatia are fortunate to be alive, but bear the physical and emotional scars of their past. The three are child sacrifice survivors. A few years back, Kanani and his 7-year-old sister were attacked in the bush. He has a 10-inch scar on the back of his neck where the witch doctor tried to drain his blood.
I fainted, and when I regained consciousness, I found my sister dead with her head missing.
Two men attacked Alan Sambatia on his way home from school.
I tried to scream for my parents, but my voice was not strong enough for them to hear me.
They stabbed his neck, sliced his head with a machete, then castrated him. Alan remained in a coma for 2 months after his miraculous rescue. George Mukisa's mother found him lying in a pool of blood after a man castrated his privates with a blunt knife. Doctors had to reconstruct his genitals with skin grafted from his forearm. The boys say they encourage each other to look past their physical challenges.
God is helping us in many different ways. When we think about what happened to us, we just pray and ask God that this would never happen to anybody else.
The three boys are now under Pastor Peter's care. Champisi Child Care Ministries is the only organization in the country providing long-term financial and medical care for survivors of child sacrifice.
We want to see that the life of a child who has survived is supported, that they are socially able to stand and heal from the injuries, and that they can have a life after that.
Rachel Kasigo says life without Clive will never be the same. Still, she has a message for the men who brutally murdered her 3-year-old son.
Because of my faith in Jesus, I believe in second chances, and I would give it to them because there's nothing I can do to bring Clive back. My message to them is confess your sins and come to the Lord, because when you come to the Lord, He will forgive your sins.
George Thomas, CBN News, Kampala, Uganda.
This is such a tragedy. I mean, you think about this witchcraft and sacrificing for wealth so they could have more money. But you think about it, that's exactly what's happening in different countries. It's happening in America. 50 million children aborted. The Center for Medical Progress, led by David DeLayden, went in allegedly undercover and recorded American citizens in the abortion clinics and Planned Parenthood selling baby body parts, parts in demand, and some of the doctors talking about she wanted a sports car. She wanted wealth. And they're talking about sending these body parts through Federal Express, reportedly. You know, allegedly each part getting its own Federal Express identification number to be able to go to different places. It's happening throughout the world. It's happening in America. And it's such a tragedy. And it's based on this witchcraft and this thing about, you know, people wanting more. The reason why somebody takes the life of their child is he wanted a better hotel. The reason why somebody takes the life of their child in their womb, they don't want to spread their money out. It costs them too much. We had a program called, single or childless by choice. They were saying, why would you want to pay this amount of money for a child when you could spend it on yourself? You know, and they were talking about, you know, it just costs too much money to have children. Well, taking your child's life because you want to have a bigger house or bigger car, it's no different than this doctor who are this particular business owner taking a child's life in his own warped believing so he could have more money. We cannot end life. The innocent bloodshed of life, God's going to hold us accountable for that. And it's so important for us not only to pray for Uganda, but pray for America that this would end. It's witchcraft. And we get back from this break, you're going to hear about literally witches putting out anti-Trump witchcraft bindings towards our president, speaking these things out against our president. We got to begin to pray for those in authority. We got to ask God to end the sacrifice of children. And we'll talk more about that after the break. Join us after the break.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
There are moments in life that define you and leave you forever transformed. Like a once-in-a-lifetime journey to the source of your faith. Walk in the steps of Jesus and experience history beyond its words. Sail the ancient Sea of Galilee to the holy shores of the River Jordan. Your journey begins here.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the David Radio program. Every single day we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to your Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there. You can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is Prudent Preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partner for any dollar figure at all, to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. John, this is tragic, you know, what we just had on the program, you know, the sacrifice of children that's taking place in Uganda, a thriving business. This man wanted a prosperous hotel, so his false beliefs are that. That's how dangerous false beliefs are.
Yeah. This witchcraft.
Man, yeah, witchcraft. That he kills a child. He has more money.
Yeah,
that's the same thing that's happening in America. We heard them say specifically on Childless by Choice, when they talked about it, it says, I am not going to, it costs, they said, $1 million to raise a child, you know, and I don't know what book that's from, but they're saying is, I want $1 million, I don't want the child, take the child's life. And it's like, we're going to be held accountable for those things. And just as tragic as it is in Uganda, it's how tragic it is in America.
Absolutely.
Especially when we see firsthand the video allegedly taken by David Oliden and the Center for Medical Progress, where they're actually taking the arms, the legs, the
out of a petri dish. You can see with your own eyes.
And they are saying specifically, this organ's in demand, this organ's in demand. The same thing they're cutting off those poor children, the same thing they're cutting off the babies in the womb, and they're sending them around. It's the same. You know, it's just, it's evil. Well, that witchcraft, speaking of that, right now, CBN News is reporting that there is literally people who are moving in witchcraft in America openly now, and they're speaking out their incantations, and they're trying to bind our president and speaking these things out. Now, we have authority in Jesus Christ to be able to deal with that, but first you need to look at it. You don't need to wink at it. If we're not praying or stepping up to the plate,
that's
and
right.
things like that we're seeing take place in Uganda and other places begins to happen. But read the article to us. What are they saying here?
It says a group of women dressed...
Hold on, man. You're probably seeing this hat. You can see this particular... This witch's hat up in the back of the screen. This is what you're thinking about. This is literally witches that are, and men or women,
yeah.
that are speaking these things out.
Well, this article says this. A group of women dressed as witches gathered in California Park recently. Their mission? To cast a hex that will force President Donald Trump from office.
So they're literally thinking they're going to speak some incantation, and they're trying to cast him out. They could have casted their vote.
Yeah.
But now they're trying to use witchcraft to cast what's
yeah.
being reported.
Yeah, absolutely. They chanted, "Trump is a fool. Trump is a clown. We are here to shut him down," as they march with broomsticks around a cauldron. KGTV reports the women were from a local actors group, and they gather on April Fool's Day in Balboa Park in San Diego, calling their event Fire the Fool Day. While the group's costumes may indicate an attempt at humorous criticism of President Trump, the other anti-Trump forces are taking their witchcraft against the president quite seriously. Followers of the occult have been casting spells on President Trump since February, and they're vowing to continue the practice on every crescent moon. The witches shocked many people by publicly launching a campaign to hashtag #BindTrump on social media, casting their first collective spell on February 24th.
This is so important. I think about Patricia King when she prophesied, and we had her on the program, that witchcraft would be used against our president, and
yeah.
we have to pray for our president. And by the way, as a Christian, you have authority to bind. Whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth is loose in heaven. But if you're not doing anything and that's taking place, you've got to pray for those in authority over mm-hmm. you.
The article continues to say that they plan to cast more spells against President Trump on April 24th, May 23rd, June 21st, July 21st, August 19th, and so on until he leaves office.
8 years later.
And
oh, did I say that? Okay.
Yeah, no, but this is this is, I guess, what the spell says. It says, "I call upon you." I don't think we should even
yeah,
read this
right.
thing. You know, this
Correct.
Is horrific. But a group called Magic Resistance has launched a Facebook page to help recruit more people to hashtag #BindTrump. One woman posted on the page that witches should be informed about the Cyrus prophecy from the Bible that some Christians believe applies to President Trump.
So they actually know
yeah.
that, you know, remember Lance Wallner who talked about that this is a Cyrus anointing that's on our president.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what's so interesting. I don't think we need to read any more of that article, but when you think about it, that if you just listen to the people who move in darkness, they'll tell you what's
yeah.
actually going on. And the Lord said, you know, to even his own folks, he said, the world sometimes knows more than his own folks know, and the season and the times. And there is a Cyrus anointing. I mean, you're already looking at it take place. You're looking at great unity, the most powerful cabinet's ever been put together. You're looking at, you know, forward movement, actually keeping the promises that's going on, so much so that even the, quote, conservative Congress is trying to act conservative. They're trying
right.
to catch up with what's going on.
A wrecking ball.
Yeah, and so you're looking at a wrecking ball. Lord told me it's a house of cards. Told others that this is what's going to take place. And so in the book of Isaiah, he talks about in the Persian king Cyrus that God established as a secular leader, if you would, that was going to be used by him to reestablish Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And God did it. It's exactly what he did. And they're confirming in their own fear, but we need to pray for our president. You know, understand when, you know, you have to contend with something. When you have somebody going through the woods, like in Uganda, looking for your children, trying to sacrifice your children so they can have financial gain, as somebody else is trying to kill your grandchildren in your children's womb by promoting abortion.
Yeah,
I mean, you have to actually participate and pray, and God will hear us. And we've got to begin to bind those things that are not of God. And the Lord tells us to pray for those in authority, not to bind those that
That's
are authority
right.
over us. And also pray for the salvation for those that are held captive by witchcraft, you know, because they're believing that's how they achieve whatever they're going to achieve. But God loves them. I mean, if you're moving in witchcraft, you know, I want to tell you right now that, the Lord loves you. He's got a plan for your life. You're looking at fleshly ways to be able to achieve, you know,
results,
and understand that God's all powerful. He created everything, even created you. He's holding everything together, and He loves you, and He has a plan for your life. And His plan is better than, I mean, look how fearful and frantic and concerned you are only because things shifted differently than you thought they were. And now you're speaking these things. Understand this, that it's God. God moved in such a way that no man could take credit for it. Like He moved with Cyrus. He moved here, and and He's doing something. Man's not doing something. He's doing something. And it boils down to this: how are we going to stand with Israel? And God wants to protect the apple of His eye, and He is. God has given our current president generals is going to make sure that Israel has stayed in the land.
Yeah.
And He spoke specifically to Pastor John Kilpatrick, Church of His Presence. That's one of the main reasons what's going on here. And so it's important for us to pay attention to the full circle and what's going on. In a minute, we're going to be going to a break. And we get back from this break, we're going to talk about this whole program is kind of focused in this area so we can get educated on it. Because I've been talking to people about this, even educators, and they're going, what's the big deal? Now, the big deal is it just keeps manifesting. What is it? It's Satanist clubs, satanic clubs that they're trying to promote in America. And
in the school system,
In the school system. So when your kids go to school, you know, they can go to the Traders Fidel, they can go to the Key Club, or they can go to the Satan Club.
Wow.
And you think, well, that couldn't happen. They've already started it. But what's really shocking, we're going to be talking about, is how President Obama, one of the last things he did with his IRS is they pushed through this particular club to give it nonprofit status.
Amazing.
And what they're really wanting to do, I mean, they don't believe in anything, you know, they don't believe in, they think about science, really. But they're wanting to do is to bring the gospel out of the schools, the Christian clubs, the good news clubs.
Yeah.
They're wanting to be able to stop this. So we have to be wise to that and not just shut everything down because they're wanting to create fear and people just say, just everybody shut up. You don't want to do that. You just want to say, that's crazy. We're not going to do that here.
That's right.
You have the right to be able, as an American citizen, to be able to do
that's
that.
That's right.
Well, listen, before we go to break here, and you got to join us after the break because we're going to talk specifically about that, what they are, what six things we need to look at about those, how you can be prepared and understand that you know, it's sort of like the previous Princeton professor said, you know, a lot of things are not just taken away, they're given away. And we don't want to give our kids' schools away to any more darkness that's going on. But listen, it's our partners, people that stand with us on a regular basis financially to help keep us on the air. And we want you to partner with us financially. And you can do that by financially by going to the web. We'll tell you some details about that. But we want to send you I Will Fight. It's seven strategies to be able to fight for success. As Christians, we have to fight the good fight of faith. It's not a physical fight. But it is a fight to get your mind right, get your heart right, get your body lined up with what's going on. And God wants you to win. As a matter of fact, He's called us to have interest when He returns based off what He's given us. As a matter of fact, here's some more details now.
Offer 2030, I Will Fight, seven fighting steps for success. There is nothing worth more celebrating than for someone who stepped up against all odds and fought life and all its obstacles and broke through with success. In this message, you'll be inspired, encouraged, but also challenged as we're told to fight the good fight of faith. You'll be given seven key strategies to help you fight effectively and how to succeed. You'll discover how relevant and the expectations of Jesus are directly to you when He explained the kingdom of God and how He entrusted to you certain talents and how He expects us to do something with what He entrusted to us so that what we do brings Him glory. You'll learn that as a believer here on this earth, the odds will be stacked against you in the natural, but to look beyond what you see in the natural, knowing that the odds are in your favor all the time. There is so much in this message that it can shift your life and mindsets into the exciting new adventure that God has called you to be in Him. I believe when you listen and absorb this truth, you too will be ready to proclaim as David, Gideon, and so many others, I will fight. We want to send you this offer for a gift of any amount. Become a partner by going to VFNTV.com and click on Partner Now. Or you can write to us by mail at VFNTV, 40 West 9 Mile Road, number 2, PMB 360, Pensacola, Florida, 32534. Or call us at 844-408-3688. That's Offer 2030, I Will Fight. Seven fighting steps for success.
VFN-TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I'm a pilot. I fly my own airplane. And one time I was flying over the mountains, and I ran out of gas. You had the left tank and the right tank, and I just forgot to change tanks.
It was a harrowing situation. Here's Ken Davis on Focus on the Family Minute.
And so I'm over the most rugged mountains in Colorado, and the propeller stopped. Do you know what a propeller on an airplane is for? I discovered that day that propeller is a fan. It's designed to keep the pilot cool. Because when that puppy quit, I started sweating something fierce. And I reached down and I turned the gas thing to the left tank where there was plenty of gas. And suddenly the engine roared to life. Friends, when we get in trouble, the first thing we ought to do is turn the gas tank to where the power is, rather than trying all of our own devices to make it happen.
Ken Davis talks about trusting God in moments of trial and trouble at FamilyMinute.org.
This is Just a Thought with Ravi Zacharias.
We cannot do our own thing and make it look like God's way just because it sounds better to say, God has asked me to do this. Matthew Arnold said, hypocrisy is that kind of a sin which even vice will pay a compliment to virtue. Even a vile person will compliment virtue by shouting, hypocrite. So while the world out there lives with its debaucheries and its seductions and its evil, as soon as a professing Christian falls, they all shout, hypocrite! It's vice complimenting professing virtue. Are you going your own way and making it look like God's way?
Helping the thinker believe and the believer think. For more information, go to rzim.org.
I want to welcome our VFN TV audience, our Christian Television Network audience around the nation and on the Gulf Coast, Monday through Friday. Also, our VFN radio audience around the nation and around the world. If you've been missing our program, or you're saying, I wish I would have got that or would have got this. If you sign up for the Torch newsletter, go to VFNTV.com. I believe in the upper right-hand corner, it says newsletter sign up. Just go there. Mm-hmm. And every single week, you're going to get a summary of what happened that week in a way that you can just kind of glance right through it and say, what do you want to watch? What do you want to hear? What do you want to share? And we want to make sure whatever way you can get it. But by signing up for The Torch, you know, that makes that possible for you. In other words, you can listen throughout the week, but you can summarize it at the end of the week to make sure that you didn't miss something that you need to know.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
We're just going to be talking about, you know, we were talking about this witchcraft and things going on, but we're getting to a point to talk about what victory looks like, because it looks like when God breaks through, if you don't understand the way God moves, you can almost think it's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. It's almost like the battle between Elijah and Jezebel. We'll talk about that, but I mean, you're speaking of that, they're pushing out to be able to have these Satan clubs in schools, and some schools reportedly haven't let them. And we'll be talking about in a moment how the last thing that the former president, President Obama, did was his IRS pushed through the tax-exempt status for the Satan clubs. It's like, could it get any worse? But there's a goal for this. As a matter of fact, CBN right here has a man who's talking specifically about six things to think about. And what they're really focusing on is really trying to get the Christian clubs shut down. We got to hold the fort, stay faithful, and be present, and don't give up ground. As a matter of fact, let's take a look now.
Well, Jordan Lawrence of the Alliance Defending Freedom is now joining us. Jordan, you recently published an article on efforts by the Satanic Temple to create what seems to be after-school Satan clubs. Tell us, what's the real motivation behind their efforts?
Well, this is misdirection. The group does not believe in Satan. It's an atheist group that doesn't believe in supernatural anything. What they're trying to do is eliminate the Christian good news clubs from the public schools by scaring parents, scaring school officials by talking about Satan and getting them to close the schools to every after school club.
Jordan, is this a real threat? Do you think they will succeed in getting these clubs in public schools? Should we be concerned about this?
I don't think it's a threat. And people, because they have to understand, this is not some scary satanic cult drinking goat's blood or something like that. What they're going to do is teach kids that science answers all questions, that there is no God. And what they're trying to do is scare school officials and parents who think then we need to close down the forum from this threat of Satanism to eliminate all the Christian clubs from meeting as well.
So you wrote in your article that they are hypocrites. Please elaborate on that. How so? How are they hypocrites?
Well, they basically, they're stealing Satan's brand. I mean, they're not Satan groups. They don't worship Satan. They don't even believe in Satan. What they're doing is trying to scare people and then to eliminate freedom of speech for everybody else. This would not just affect the Christian groups, but 4-H clubs, Girl Scout troops, Boy Scout troops meet after school in many, many public schools around the country. All of those would be eliminated if school officials tried to close the forum in order to keep out this so-called phony Satan group.
So, Jordan, what can parents do to fight this move? What practically can we do? What steps can we take?
What parents need to do is to understand what's at issue here is freedom of speech, not preventing Satanism. There's no Satanism here. What they want to do is have an environment at the schools where private groups can come in after school on the same terms as everybody else, and school officials cannot selectively eliminate them because of what they talk about, especially their religious beliefs. This is a threat to our civil liberties, not bringing evil and Satanism into the schools.
Now, could it also backfire on them and affect gay, straight alliances? What about those other groups? Is this going to backfire?
Well, if they're basically starting to say that if it's a controversial group, they need to be eliminated, they are also putting in jeopardy Jewish groups, gay, straight alliances, Muslim groups, all sorts of groups that are meeting in public schools will get thrown out. And if they hypocritically say, well, for example, a gay, straight alliance can stay, but the religious group, the Good News Club, has to go because they talk about the Bible, that is a violation of the First Amendment, because it depends on what the private group is talking about to decide whether they get in the school or get eliminated. And the Supreme Court has repeatedly said you can't use religion as the reason to exclude a private group from meeting in a space generally open to everybody else.
Well, thank you, Jordan, for shedding light on that. We appreciate it. Thanks for joining us.
Jordan said this prior to what we're seeing take place now, where they're actually putting these Satan clubs in reportedly some of the schools. But not only that, the last thing, one of the many last things that was done in the former president Obama's administration, his IRS, they pushed through the Satan clubs to get it tax exempt status. As a matter of fact, take a look at this. This is what CBN's reporting here.
It says the IRS gave fast-track approval for after-school Satan clubs under President Obama. The federal tax agency took only 10 days to grant tax-exempt status for the Satan clubs. What news comes after Judicial Watch that obtained these records? The IRS fast-tracked the deranged satanic cult to operate as a nonprofit in a taxpayer-funded elementary school.
So IRS is saying, hey, how far have we come from our original
test? This is crazy.
It has been crazy. We thought it was crazy prior to the last 8 years, but the last 8 years, it was like hooked on phonics crazy. You know, think about that. Yeah. I know that one of the candidates that was running for office, you know, she was saying that the fundamental religious beliefs need to be changed in this nation. And you're looking at using this as a tool to be able to come against Christianity, to shut it down and just go to science. You know, global warming and all these different things they're talking about science being the thing versus God being. Go ahead.
It's unclear why Obama's administration, IRS appointees, gave Satan clubs such special treatment back in 2014 after they had been stonewalling dozens of Tea Party, conservative, and Christian groups for years. Regarding that scandal, Judicial Watch says it obtained piles of government records showing how the IRS illegally colluded with another federal agency to single out groups with conservative-sounding terms. Meanwhile, the satanic organizations behind the clubs is working to target any schools that have a quote-unquote good news club, launching an after-school Satan club there to counteract the Christian influence. The IRS application reveals one Tacoma, Washington school official's concern based on the following quote from the Satanic Temple's website. The Satanic Temple is not interested in operating after-school Satan clubs in school districts that are not already hosting good news clubs.
They actually want to go where there's Christians meeting at a Christian club.
Right. So they're saying, hey, listen, if there's not a Christian club at school, we have no interest there.
Well, so you think about it. What you're looking at, the reality. I mean, it's always been between Satan and God. I mean, and that, you know, the question is, you know, who are you serving?
Yeah.
I mean, you can't say that you're serving God if you're serving man, if you're serving darkness. You got to make up your mind. Darkness and light don't belong together. And we're getting brought to a point of decision. I mean, the whole nations, the church in the nations being brought to a point of decision. This is the decision. Who's your God? Who's your God? This exact thing happened with Israel at Mount Carmel. I think about Elijah and Jezebel. You know, King Ahab was the king of Israel. His wife was Jezebel. That was her name. And they were ruling evilly. They were doing these very same things. They had Satan clubs and everything, all Baal worship and Dagon worship, Asherah worship, everywhere, and have misled almost all of God's people were being misled by their leadership. Well, God was about to change it. Well, when he was about to change it, he brought everybody to a high point. Everybody was focused on that one point. Today, for us, it may be media, where you're looking and all of a sudden you're seeing things come to a head. And God let them do everything they were going to do. This is what Elijah said. And Elijah was God's man, the prophet. But Jezebel had prophets, even though she wasn't for God. She had preachers, people talking, saying, thus sayest the Lord, if you would. But they were all lies. It wasn't true. So what they were saying wasn't true, but they were telling people this is how it's supposed to be. And so you're looking, it began last year, if you noticed, all of a sudden every media cycle, everybody just started saying anything and everything. It didn't even make sense. But on top of Mount Carmel, that's what was going on. Elijah just said, hey, go ahead, you know, pray to your God and see if he answers. And they're just like calling out and
cut yourself.
Screaming, cut yourself. And he says, call louder, maybe he'll hear. And God was bringing us all, the people, to a point to understand whoever their God is not God. You're seeing him not answer. You're seeing all their systems crash. You're seeing everything go down. But he wanted to make a show so people understood who is your God. Mm. And that's what was taking place. But if you understand that and you start seeing Jezebel getting all cranked up and Ahab getting all cranked up and Dagon, Asherah, and Satan schools and all these different things going on, you're missing what God is saying. Which is casting spells on social media, hashtag buying something. Don't worry about that. Realize this is the last hoopla for Jezebel and all of her false prophets. God is about to deliver this nation. He's going to deliver. He said, the seat of evil is coming down and the seat of the righteous is going to rise, but it's not going to be a pretty sight. It wasn't a pretty sight. So they screamed and they hollered and they were prophesying. I mean, they would have had internet, they would have been blogging like crazy, they would have been posting on social media like crazy, they would have been, you know, taking over the network news and saying different things like crazy, because they were all caught up in the government. That's a corrupt government. Jezebel and Ahab were the king and queen. The governmental system was totally corrupt. The first thing that happened when she got removed was to remove, literally drain the swamp. They took all the heads off, literally, then. We don't do that now, but just removed all the leadership that they put in place because they put evil judges in places all over the place. But it happened. It looks terrible when it's taking place. You have to understand, when you're seeing, you know, Jezebel and you're seeing Elijah confront that confrontation going on, you're looking at Jezebel knowing this thing's about to end. So God rose up this man, and a long story short, named Jehu, anointed him to come and remove her. Had already taken out the king already. And when he's coming to take her out, this is how seductive. You're talking about the environment where just all kinds of crazy things are going on that's very seductive in the culture right now. I mean, that's what was taking place. And so it's the same thing. It's trying to get everybody's flesh stirred up. Well, they'll go for their flesh instead of go for God, which when you go for a false God, you're going for what your flesh wants, what your body, not what your spirit or soul needs. And so She literally heard he was coming to take her out, and she was putting on her makeup and, you know, makeup's not a thing, but that's what she was doing, literally fixing herself up. Maybe one last chance. Maybe I can seduce
him.
Now, it was such a seductive spirit, and today it's just so seductive. I mean, if you're not ahead of yourself and have accountability in your life, I mean, it's intense. That it was so seductive that the guy that God called to be able to do away with to drain the swamp, if you would, of Jezebel and Ahab, he didn't even come close to her. He just said, when he was looking up at her tower, there was eunuchs in there with her, and they just said, listen, he just said, throw her out. Mm-hmm. He didn't run a risk. It was such a seductive spirit of that day, and you know, Baal worship and Asherah worship, it's all about sexuality and everything goes, yeah, and just pulling at your flesh, which is insatiable. He knew better to even get that close. It was so seductive. And so he just said to the eunuchs, throw her out. And the prophetic word that she would be thrown down, she'd be trampled by horses, and guess what? And the dogs would eat her blood. And literally, she got thrown out. She landed down there. The horses stomped on her, and the dogs ate her. And the only thing left was her hands, I believe. Yes. And so this is, God talks about Jezebel's spirit, if you would, in Revelation chapter 2. Those who tolerate Jezebel and her prophets, who lead God's people astray to sexual sin. I mean, it's still...
That's a teaching.
It's important. And so understand that you got to just stay with God during this time. Understand everything's going to be cranked up. The only reason you can stand is because of God. You can't, well, I'm going to do... You know, you can be taken down very easily because it's just very, very wild, the things that are going. They're trying anything and everything, every lie they could possibly say. And very well, you know, some people might not make it through this process, but if you stay faithful to God through it, that's awesome. The next generation has a new leadership under Jehu is taking place. But that's what happened. So when you're looking at that battle taking on, when you saw, you know, election night, when you're watching these commentators talk, I mean, all night long, they were going, well, you know, this is who's going to be the president, and this is what's going on. And it really looked that way. And you could have believed that. And we had to pray. When we prayed, we just prayed in faith. But God moved. God moved, and God shifted things the way he did with Jehu, shifted that around. And what happened was, so when he was saying to the prophets, the ministers, the quote, people who were calling themselves Christians but are going after all this false gods and doing all this evil, you know, if you would, and obviously it wasn't Christians, but they were people who said they were followers of God, and it was more strict then in regards to do's and don'ts. Then their God didn't answer, he went and poured water on the altar that he was going to believe God and call down fire, and God answered literally by fire. Fire came from heaven and burnt up his offering and everything. And the prophets ended. Everything shifted. And there was a moment of time, you know, where it looked like she was still going to be in power, but it wasn't. Her day was doomed, and it was all coming down. God was changing the administration of the nation called Israel. It was a shift taking place. And that's what's taking place right now. So it's not going to be pretty, but you got to believe Elijah. You got to believe the word of God. You got to not get all caught up in the things that are being cranked off and the people that are, you know, saying these horrific things. Mm-hmm. And it's just crazy what's being said. But it was crazy on the mountain of Mount Carmel, because God's saying, I want my people back. You're not going to have my people. You've led them into all these wrong things. I'm going to bring in godly leadership, and I'm going to take my country back. And as soon as they changed the leadership, God wasn't mad at the people. As soon as he changed the leadership, as soon as godly leadership got in place, all the people began to follow the new leadership. So it's the heads, it's the authorities, it's the people in places. That's why judges have to change. That's why we need Supreme Court justices that have a constitutional mindset and also a godly mindset, and congressmen and senators who actually do what they said they're going to do and defend the Constitution like they said they're going to do it. We've got to hold on. It's going to be rough because they're going to be tempted in every way possible. And you're seeing all the venom being sprayed out at our president every single day. We got to pray for him against that and ask God to comfort him and to protect him and to give his cabinet and his family protection, because this man's holding the helm and he's doing a great job of it. Jezebel and all of her prophets,
the hordes of hell
are coming against. But and hold on to the word of God, because God said the seed of evil is coming down and the seed of righteousness is going to rise. That's not saying that, you know, that Trump's this righteous leader. Right. It's saying God's the righteous one, and he's shifting things. He's got plans in store for this nation. And I want to encourage you that don't listen to that garbage. Don't let it go into your ear. Don't sit here and go, I want to hear what else Jezebel's prophets have to say. Hmm. You know, you just shut that down. Don't listen to it, because the whole purpose of them saying things that are contrary to truth and contrary to God is to get you to buy in, where you shut down and no longer you speak the truth anymore. The light, your light goes out, and maybe you'll be part of those that ended up at the Baal party, because there was a shift that took place. And the way they ridded the nation of that issue was they had a big party. Jehu threw a big party for people that were bought into her doctrine and her prophet's doctrine, and called it a Baal party. And they all showed up ready to party. And then he went through the crowd and he found out which ones weren't supposed to be there, and he pulled those out and then did away with all those. Mm. Listen, God is dealing with the evil. He said specifically, he told me, he said that he is going, the seed of evil is coming down, and the seed of the righteous is going to rise. And though people are looking like they don't believe that judgment's coming, that he's going to bring judgment on the evildoer. And as soon as he does, there's provision going to come. I mean, great provision is going to come to the body of Christ. And it's for the harvest that's coming. Listen, I'm so excited about this. I'm going to talk more about it after this break, but first this break.
Conversation Light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
The difference between God as a concept and God as a living reality is that a concept is something you believe in. You certainly believe in it, but it's like an accessory. It's like a credit card. It's a gym membership. I control it, and I shape it to meet my life and my needs, right? So I'm still in control. But God as a living reality is an objective truth to which you mold your life to.
Right.
And that was a big difference. And that set a lot of things in motion, especially a new understanding of the Ten Commandments.
Did you know that 90% of boys and 70% of girls are exposed to pornography online? Meanwhile, 71% of kids say that they're hiding internet activity from their parents. In 56% of divorce cases today, a major contributing factor is one spouse's continued use of inappropriate content online. What are you doing to protect your family online? Covenant Eyes Internet Accountability monitors how the internet is used on your family's mobile devices and their computers. Each web page visited is rated similar to TV shows or video games, like T for teen or M for matures. And as a parent, you can receive weekly reports for your kids. Plus, you can invite your friends to receive reports for your internet activity, which enables you to enjoy the benefits of accountability and protection online as well. Sign up today.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFNTV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partner for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching. Welcome back. Well, this has been a very interesting show talking about the things that are going on. Realize that, you know, America is a great nation. I mean, great in regards to economy. It's the most powerful nation on the face of the earth. We heard our last former administration of our president, President Barack Obama, made everybody feel like it was not as powerful as it was. You know, kind of trying to. God was allowing us to be humble, I believe, through his administration. Mm-hmm. I think that he was God's set man to get the attention of the world. And it worked.
It
worked. But, you know, and so we have a responsibility. There's a reason why when Rex Tillerson just the other day called a meeting of all the leaders in the nation, and they all showed up. I mean, there was hundreds of nations mm-hmm. that were there represented. And he's the Secretary of State, you know, for a President Donald Trump for us. And they all showed up. And the reason why is because we have a responsibility. When you're that large and you have that much
wealth and power
and military strength and we're known for our humanitarian help and getting the gospel out and being a foundational Christian foundation nation. I mean, we have a president right now that's saying, you know, I love America, that, you know, the America that we can be great again. Mm-hmm. And that's not a negative thing. When you're in a fight, and you know what, you're going to be taken down, and some person greater than you shows up and helps you not be destroyed in that fight, thankful for that. You don't say, hey, send me a scrawny person over here to help me out. You want somebody that's going to fight. Well, America has come and helped a lot of people who are being hurt by other nations and other people. I mean, that's happened. And look at the people that have given their lives. You look at the Vietnam Memorial Walls with all the soldiers and World War I and World War II and the Korean War, and we're just so thankful for that, those that laid down their life for us to have this kind of freedom, with Iraq and the Gulf War and Afghanistan, and even our military was being belittled. Our
presence all over the world.
But they're funding it now.
Yes.
They're funding the military, and I'm so thankful for. I'm thankful that you didn't leave the military. I'm thankful that you didn't leave law enforcement. Things are changing. Our the new sheriff in town, I guess you would say. And we're getting back to who we used to be. So I want to pray with you right now. And I want to pray with you in the context of understanding that this thing is going to bubble up, but realize it's God delivering a nation from its tentacles and strongholds that had happened over the years. Father God, we love you. We thank you that you're not a man that you would lie, or the son of man that you would change your mind. You said the seed of evil is coming down and the seed of the righteous is going to rise. You said that a bulldozer is going to go through D.C., that you're going to drain the swamp, that you're going to all the corruption that's in our government.